Welcome to our deep dive, everybody. Today we're exploring, a collection of articles from this French website called Le Bonheur est possible.
Which translates to happiness
Yeah.
is possible.
Happiness is possible, yeah. And it looks like our listeners are really interested in how to live, well, longer, healthier lives.
Right.
And we're going to break down, some of the key insights from all these articles without, getting too bogged down, hopefully.
Well,
So.
and what's interesting is the author Bernard Bell. He takes this really holistic view, I guess.
Yeah.
So, he doesn't just focus on diet or exercise or things like that. It's
Yeah.
he also explores mental well-being and even how like society plays a role
Oh,
in
wow.
how long we live.
That's really cool. And you mentioned that the website's in French. Did you have to like go through and translate all this?
We did.
How?
We pulled out the really important points and translated them so that, everybody can follow along easily.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. So, there are a couple articles in here about the Hunza people
Right.
of Pakistan and the inhabitants of Okinawa, Japan. And I've always heard that they're known for living a really long time.
Yeah, they're often used as these like examples of really extreme longevity. You hear stories about people living to be like 120
Right.
or even 145 years old.
Yeah.
But Bernard Bell actually kind of digs into the historical data
Oh, really?
and challenges those some of those claims.
Hmm. Interesting. So what's the reality then? What did she find?
Well, it seems like, while these groups did show really remarkable health and they definitely, live longer
Yeah.
compared to other populations, the website suggests that some of those really high ages, like the 120, 145, were probably exaggerated or
Oh.
based on, records that maybe weren't so reliable.
Okay.
And it emphasizes that why should really be looking at, scientific evidence when we're trying to figure these things out? And
Right.
not just, anecdotal accounts, things that people said.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. It's easy to just kind of get swept up in those stories, but it's important to be critical about where the information is coming from.
Exactly. And what's interesting is that he applies that same critical lens to a lot of common assumptions about health and longevity.
Oh, okay.
So there's for example, this article called Should We Throw Out Nutritional Surveys?
Wow, that's a pretty bold statement. What leads him to say that?
So he argues that a lot of these surveys, they rely on people remembering what they ate
Oh, right.
and, self-reporting that data, which,
People aren't always the best at that.
right. People might not remember everything perfectly, or they might, misjudge portion sizes or things like that. So Bernard Bell suggests that, maybe we shouldn't be taking the results of these surveys or the dietary advice that comes from them
Yeah.
quite as seriously as we do.
Huh. It really makes you think twice about where you get your information from.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever questioned like just kind of common knowledge
Well, definitely.
about diet and health?
I think we need to be careful about anything we read, especially when it's something as important as our health.
Right.
And this website really encourages like, thinking critically about these things.
I like that. So, moving on, I noticed there were a couple articles on exercise that seemed to have like contrasting viewpoints. One was called endurance exercise,
Right.
and the other one was exercise overdose danger.
Yeah.
So what's the takeaway there?
Well, it's not really about, contradicting,
Yeah.
but more about finding balance, right?
Yeah.
So the website highlights, the benefits of regular endurance training, things like running or cycling for
Yeah.
your heart and overall fitness.
Okay.
But it also cautions against pushing yourself too hard, to extremes.
So too much exercise can actually be harmful.
That's kind of the idea. Bernard Bell argues that, overexertion can lead to injuries, hormonal imbalances, and even, increase your risk for certain health problems.
Wow.
So he suggests that it's more important to listen to your body and find an exercise routine
Yeah.
that feels, good for you
Right.
and is something you can sustain
Yeah.
instead of always pushing yourself to the limit.
That's interesting. It's like anything else, right? Moderation is key.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
And speaking of challenging conventional wisdom, there's another article that I thought we could talk about that tackles a pretty controversial topic:
Clay.
climate change.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Before we jump into that one, I just want to remind everybody, we're not here to endorse any particular viewpoint.
Of course.
Our goal is to present, what's in this material
Right.
and just kind of encourage you to think critically about it. So,
Absolutely.
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so climate change. So this article is called Climate Discourse. And it really embodies, I think, like the overall theme of the whole website
Okay.
of questioning assumptions.
Yeah.
And Bernard Bell takes a perspective here that actually challenges,
Oh, wow.
a lot of the mainstream consensus about climate change.
Okay, so that's pretty bold. What are some of the things he says in this article?
So he questions the reliability of some of the climate models that are out there.
Okay.
And criticizes what he sees as, alarmist rhetoric around the issue.
Okay.
And he really emphasizes the need for open discussion and debate, even on topics that are,
Right.
can be really politically charged.
Yeah. So even though this article might be, a little controversial for some people, it still fits with the idea of thinking critically and
That's right.
exploring, different viewpoints.
It's not about, agreeing or disagreeing with everything you read, but about engaging with the ideas and forming your own,
Yeah.
informed opinions about it, especially nowadays when it's so easy to kind of fall into these echo chambers online and just hear information that, reinforces what you already believe.
That's so true. And it seems like this website is really about like breaking out of those echo chambers and really thinking for yourself.
Exactly. It's about
Yeah.
taking this, more critical approach to all this information that we get, especially about something as complicated as, health and living longer.
Man, this is already giving me a lot to think about. I'm really curious to see what else we find as we keep going through the bonheur possible.
So, as we're talking about challenging assumptions, there's another article here that really stood out to me. It's called The Longevity Diet Italian Cuisine.
Okay, that sounds pretty interesting. I'm always, fascinated to learn about different approaches to diet and longevity.
Yeah.
So, what's the connection? What does he say about, Italian food and living a longer life?
So there's this great quote in the article. It says, "Understanding how and why we age is less important than understanding how to stay young." And Bernard Bell argues that the Mediterranean diet, and especially the Italian way of eating, really provides some valuable lessons about healthy aging.
Interesting. So what are some of those lessons? What makes the Italian approach so special?
Well, a big part of it is, focusing on fresh seasonal ingredients.
Okay.
So think about, vibrant vegetables, fruits, hearty whole grains, and a little bit of fish and lean meats.
Okay.
And the website really emphasizes the importance of, enjoying these foods cooked simply with, olive oil and herbs,
Yeah.
and savoring those meals with friends and family.
So it sounds like it's not just about the specific foods themselves, but
Right.
it's also about how they're prepared and that whole social aspect of dining.
Exactly. And it's that holistic view that we keep seeing throughout the website. It's not about just giving you like a rigid set of rules. It's about finding a way of eating that's enjoyable and nourishing for you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Reading about the Italian approach kind of reminded me of another article in here I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah.
It's called Sitting and Spanning Position. I spend a lot of time at a desk, like I'm sure a lot of people do,
Right.
and I've heard so much about like the dangers of sitting for too long.
Yeah, it's a huge issue these days. The website really emphasizes how important it is to move around throughout the day, even if you're not, going to the gym or anything.
So it's about more than just like formal exercise.
Exactly. Bernard Bell says that even small changes can make a really big difference. So he suggests things like, standing up every hour, taking short walks throughout the day, or even just trying to incorporate more movement into your everyday tasks,
Okay, that's good advice. But I gotta say, it's tough to break old habits. I get caught up in my work and I kind of forget to move around.
It definitely takes effort. Maybe you could try like setting a timer to remind yourself to stand up or, see if you can have walking meetings with people. It's about finding strategies that actually work for you and then actually building those into your routine.
I think you're right. It's those small but consistent changes that can really add up over time.
For sure. Now, switching gears a little bit, I wanted to touch on this article that addresses a concern that a lot of people have, especially as they get older. It's about heart health. The article is called Healing Your Arteries.
That's definitely an important topic. Heart disease is so common.
It is.
So, what's the website's perspective on that?
It's a little unconventional. So Bernard Bell actually challenges the idea that we need to focus so much on lowering cholesterol as the main way to prevent heart disease.
Oh, that's interesting. We hear so much about cholesterol. So what's his reasoning there? Why does he say that?
Well, he points out that, while high cholesterol can be a risk factor, it's not the only one. And it might not even be the most important one. And he's concerned that if we only focus on cholesterol, it might actually distract us from these other really important things that affect heart health.
Like what kinds of things?
He talks about inflammation, oxidative stress, insulin resistance. These are all processes that can damage our arteries and increase our chances of developing heart disease.
So it's about looking at the bigger picture and
Right.
understanding how all these different factors are kind of working together.
Exactly. And it doesn't mean that cholesterol isn't important, but it's just one piece of the puzzle.
Man, this deep dive is really making me think about some of these, well-established ideas about health in a whole new way.
Yeah.
It's pretty thought-provoking.
It is. It's refreshing to see a perspective that really encourages us to question the status quo, and look beyond what we think we know.
We've covered a lot of ground already, but there's still so much more to explore in Le Bonheur Le Possible.
Yeah.
It really is. It's incredible how much is packed into this website. What else really jumped out at you when you were reading through these articles?
So there's one that really kind of pushes the boundaries of conventional thinking. It's called the myth of pH.
Oh yeah, I remember that one. It challenges a lot of what we hear about, like, how important it is to have this alkaline pH balance in our bodies.
Right, exactly. We're constantly being told about how bad acidity is and how we need to like alkalize our bodies for optimal health. But this article, it takes a completely different view.
I was surprised by that. You know, it made me realize how much stuff we just kind of accept as true without even really thinking about it.
It's easy to do, you know? So Bernard Bell, he argues that the whole concept of this, acid alkaline balance, it's just way too simplistic, and that our bodies actually have these really sophisticated mechanisms for regulating pH on their own.
So he's saying that like we don't really need to worry about our pH levels.
Pretty much, yeah. He suggests that, if we get too caught up in that, it might actually prevent us from focusing on things that really matter for our health.
It's so interesting how this website keeps, encouraging us to really rethink some of these ideas that we have about health and how we age.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of taking that holistic approach, there's another article I wanted to mention that really focuses on, one of the most fundamental aspects of well-being, sleep.
Oh, sleep. I think we can all relate to that, especially these days. It's so hard to disconnect and actually get enough rest.
It really is. And Bernard Bell, he really drives home the point that sleep is absolutely crucial for both our physical and mental health. He goes into all the negative effects of not getting enough sleep, things like problems with thinking clearly, mood swings, and even a higher risk of developing chronic diseases.
Yeah, I know when I don't sleep well, I definitely feel those effects.
Oh, yeah.
What I thought was interesting, though, is that the article goes beyond, just like how many hours of sleep you get.
Yeah, it really emphasizes how important sleep quality is. It talks about things like, setting up a good sleep environment, sticking to a regular sleep schedule, and avoiding things that can interfere with sleep, like caffeine or screen time before bed.
So it's not just about forcing yourself to sleep longer. It
Right.
it's more about creating like the right conditions for good sleep.
Exactly. And it really ties back to that main message of, being proactive about our well-being. It's about making choices that support our health instead of just, reacting to problems when they pop up.
It's been really eye-opening to dive into Le Bonheur Possible with you today. It feels like we've just scratched the surface, honestly, of everything that's in here.
I agree. I think what makes this website so interesting is that it's not just about living longer, it's about living a good life. The title itself, Happiness is Possible, really speaks to that.
That's a really good point. It reminds us that, having a long life is only truly meaningful if it's filled with, joy and purpose.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. With so much information out there about health and longevity, how do you decide what's really valuable for you? I encourage you to keep learning and questioning and really create your own path to a long and fulfilling life.
That's a great question to think about. And remember, the journey to a healthier, happier you starts with just one step. So take what you've learned from this deep dive, and start putting it into practice, today. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep striving for a life filled with happiness and well-being.